of the things I've really tried to do in the last few years in this position is to get the staff so that they're technically really smart. And we spent the last couple of years giving graduate courses here at school, after school. And we brought in Dr. Kevin Tobin from Pittsfield, who was given courses in response to intervention and positive behavior interventions and supports. And both of these courses are actually very similar. And they really help the teachers to look at what's going on and what changes they can make in their classroom to help the students to really do better. And it's a matter of keeping data about what really works and what doesn't really work. And that's sort of the theme of where we're going as a district. But teachers have to always be learning new things.
So how will the theme of finding new ways to educate not just students but teachers continue into your tenure as superintendent?
Well, I think the first thing that we're doing already is we're trying to get feedback from the alumni. And so far I've done a survey of the staff when the staff will kind of guess how the students will respond, the alumni, as to what really helped them in life, not only in college but beyond. We know that we have a very strong culture here where the kids participate a lot, get a lot of positive feedback from the staff, and have very strong relationships with the staff, on top of that with the great academic program. But we've never really looked at what actually works. If we want to look at the widgets that are coming out the end of the machine and find out where we drop the ball or where we really are doing a real good job so that we can make adjustments in the future. So if we do something, it's going to be because that helps the kids to do better in the future, to be stronger adults, to be more competitive in school, or to help them just to be great parents and great citizens of the area.
What do you believe are some of the challenges that not only face the Southern Berkshire Regional School District, but other rural school districts in the area?
You know, with the whole county, I think, is population is a real issue, student population within the schools. We're very fortunate right now that there are a lot of different ways to help kids to get a great education. Because we're so small, we're looking at these alternative ways to get kids a great education, maybe in advance of our larger schools in the district or in the county, because we have to. So, for example, we may be embracing technology a little bit faster than some of the other schools, because with our district size, you can't really have a class of three or four kids. But if you have three or four kids that want to take Latin, Chinese, or you just may not be able to do it in a regular classroom environment. So we may have to use technology. We're just about to purchase some technology that will allow kids to work online over the summertime, or virtual high school. Things like this, I think, are going to have a big impact with us. But our population is a real issue. But I think we've proven that even with our small population, kids can get what they need to go forward.
Recently, Governor Deval Patrick restored funding to some special ed programs and transportation programs for schools that was initially cut last December in mid-year budget cuts due to lower than expected state tax revenues. So my question is your district prepared to deal with any future unexpected cuts?
You know, our special education program is one of the strongest programs in the county. We have lots of people that choice their kids into our district just because our special ed program is so strong. And I'm sure we'll continue to be a real strong district in that area. Transportation for us is very, very large in our budget, and that's because we have, for example, New Marlboro, that has more road mileage than any other town in the state. But we have a subcommittee right now on the school committee that's looking at transportation. We recently did a survey to parents about after-school transportation, which we don't have right now. We have a lot of kids participate in activities after school, but we don't have late buses. So now that our grade school committee has formed a subcommittee for transportation, and they're going to look at ways to try to enhance our program by somehow coming up with an after-school transportation program. We recently had a program to help kids prepare for the MCAS, a special program for kids who had not done well in the past. It's a state-funded program, the Academic Support Grant. The first year that we ran it, we had pretty low participation. So the second year, we added in transportation home for kids who could stay. And our participation in this program either tripled or quadrupled. So that made us really understand how important transportation is. There are a lot of families where both parents work, and it just isn't possible to get kids home from school at 4:30 or 5:30. It just is, and kids choose, or the parents choose, just not to attend extra help sessions or to participate in drama or sports just because transportation is so difficult. So hopefully, I'm very happy to see that some more transportation money is going to be in the budget just because it's such a big part of our program. But our school committee is working really, really hard to try to come up with alternative ways to get kids so that they can participate in our great after-school programs. So I'm really happy about this current school committee, that they're looking into things, they're trying to be innovative, and I think in the long run it's going to make a great difference for our kids.
Does the possibility of future cuts worry you?
Well, I think everybody worries about that. I think our main focus, though, has to be on making sure the kids are served. If we need funding, I think the funding will be there. I think the community will support us if we have a good program. We're going to try to do our best for our kids, and I think we're doing a great job now. So although things may be a challenge and we may have to find ways to make cuts, I think we're going to come through this just fine. So I'm not really, really worried about the cuts. I mean, everybody's going to be facing the same thing, and we did have to cut a position this year. But we're going to try to find smarter ways to carry on this education to make sure the kids get the best possible education.